long-suffering Chicago Cubs fans have something to celebrate. Baseball's lovable losers clinched the National League Central Division Championship last night after beating the Pittsburgh Pirates in both games of a doubleheader. NPR's David Schaefer reports.
You'll have to forgive Cubs fans for thinking the worst, even as they hope for the best. That's what nearly a century of losing baseball will do. The Cubs haven't won a World Series since 1908. And they entered the final three games of the season this weekend tied for first in the Central Division with the Houston Astros. Some fans riding the L to the game were a little on edge. Eric Townsend of DeKalb, Illinois, said he'd been disappointed too many times before.
20 years old, 19 times it's happened so far.
The Cubs needed not only to win their games against the Pirates, they also needed Houston to lose to the Milwaukee Brewers to get into the playoffs. They've been to the playoffs just three times since the end of World War II, each ending in heartbreak. And don't forget the collapse of 1969 when they lost a comfortable lead and failed to make the playoffs. But just outside of Wrigley Field, Linda Maglier was one of the many eternally optimistic Cubs fans.
Absolutely confident.
That confidence and decades of patience finally paid off last night. After Houston lost to the Brewers and the Cubs beat the Pirates in the first game, the excitement grew through Game 2. Fans stood on their seats, chanting and cheering from the seventh inning on. And when a double play in the ninth gave the Cubs a 7-2 victory, it was pandemonium. With a tear in his eye, Gary Willoughby of South Bend, Indiana, was almost speechless.
58 years I've been waiting on this, to fall in their Cubs. I can't even speak. I've lost it. Beautiful.
Cubs manager Dusty Baker enjoyed the victory as much as anyone, but said there's still plenty to do.
You know, this is the first step in a four-step process, actually. You know, when you win, get to the playoffs, number one. Number two, you get to the second round, and you hopefully get to the third round, and then the World Series.
The Cubs begin round one of the playoffs Tuesday night in Atlanta. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
Unfortunately for the Cubs, they are not the only team in the playoffs. Aside from their series with the Atlanta Braves in the National League, the Florida Marlins face the San Francisco Giants. And in the American League, the Minnesota Twins face a team called the Yankees. They're reportedly from New York. And the Oakland Athletics face the Boston Red Sox, who made it to postseason play despite their own penchant for late season collapse.